The following show is for entertainment purposes only. It is not psychological, psychiatric, or medical advice of any kind. For any of that, please contact your doctor. On today's episode of Dream Meanings, when teeth fall out, what does it mean about our words? Floods, alligators, and naked people. Oh my! We'll talk about a dream that involves all of that. Plus, falling through space and time. What does it mean about our surroundings? All that and more on today's episode of Dream Meanings. 1-800-606-7193 is the phone number here at Dream Meanings. You can write it on our website, which is dreamingradio.com, to submit your dreams to us, and we may use them on a future episode of the program. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you guys for tuning in today and pressing subscribe on whatever platform it is you're listening to us on. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. I want to share something new that has come about with this program, with the Dream Meanings, as it continues to grow and as we've seen the audience grow on this program and the interest for the show and the desire to keep the show going. I think we're kind of at a level now of, okay, I like doing the show. You guys seem to enjoy listening to the show and participating. Now it's kind of a mutual, let's keep this thing alive moment. And for that, what we are doing to keep this thing alive is we've created a Patreon page for Dream Meanings. So you can support the show that way and get some extras in the process. If you're familiar with Patreon, it's a crowdfunding source site that supports shows just like this and keeps us on the air. So we've created a couple tiers, very super affordable, like literally starting at $1 an episode to keep this thing going. Okay. So here's what it is. You can go to our website, which is dreamingradio.com, and click the support the show tab. Or you can go to patreon.com/ Dream Meanings. So patreon.com/dreammeanings. And you can find us there. And then there you'll see the two tiers of support that you can offer to keep Dream Meanings alive. $1 per episode is where it starts. With that, you get advance access before the public to our ad-free versions of the podcast, okay, which will be on the Patreon feed. So you get them a couple weeks before the before they go public. So you're going to get advance episodes right there, in most cases, a couple weeks ahead of time. You also get a private FastPass email address to send your dreams to for discussion on a future episode of the show. So I check that before anything else as I'm putting the shows together so you can get on before the general public that are just submitting them through the website. Plus, I'll give you a shout out by name, if you want, on a future episode of the program as a thank you for supporting Dream Meanings. $1 per episode is what we ask at that. So it's like the lowest entry level I think we've ever done on anything of any of our shows. And that's the way you can help us stay on the air. There's one other level here. I call it the Dream Meanings. And I wish I had a sound effect here. Do I have a sound effect? Does this work over here? I'm not sure. Here we go. Okay, ready? Dream Meanings Mega Supporter. Did that work on the recording? Did it give us an echo? I did. It did. Okay. Dream Meanings Mega Supporter. Like that? Okay. What that means is you get all the stuff I just talked about, plus we will get on a Skype or phone session and discuss your dream one-on-one and answer any follow-up questions you may have about it. So we can really kind of dive into your dream in a session, if you will. Up to 3 calls a year on that when you are a mega supporter, $3 an episode to be that. Okay, so we're talking really less than a cost of a cup of coffee to support an episode of the program. And that keeps us afloat. We got this thing going now. We have costs associated with keeping it going. So if you like Dream Meanings, please consider supporting us through Patreon at either the $1 or the $3 per episode levels. Again, you can find the link on our website at dreamingradio.com or just go by going to patreon.com/dreammeanings. And thank you in advance for keeping this thing afloat. I look forward to doing the show for many years to come. 1-800-606-7193, our phone number here at Dream Meanings. Let's go to our first caller of the day. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jessica. I am 26 years old, And I have been listening to your show for the last 2 weeks or so on Spotify. It's really, really awesome. I started out with the paranormal show, and then I've been listening to the Dream Meaning show recently. And it got me thinking. I've always had a recurring dream since as long as I can remember. I mean, probably since I was 3 or 4. And it stopped after I was about 14, probably when I was in, like, middle school. And I kind of blacked it out for a long time, so it's really foggy. I don't remember all the super, super specific details. But when I was looking on your website about, like, different types of dreams and stuff, I saw that there was a thing about clown dreams. And it's always freaked me out, but I've never had, like, a fear of clowns or anything. But, okay, so my dream was, and I used to wake up in the middle of the night crying. I couldn't go to sleep. I don't remember how it started, but what I do remember from the dream was that I couldn't wake up out of it. And I heard you guys talking about, like, sleep paralysis and stuff, so I don't know if it had anything to do with that. But I would be sitting on the ground at my grandma's house, and she had an upstairs that had, like, the center of the floor cut out with a railing around it. So we would sit and put our feet out the railing and just, like, look down into the living room. And so that's kind of where my dream starts in my brain nowadays. I'm sitting there with my legs hanging out the railing, and I'm looking down, and all my family is down there, like, eating and stuff, and, like, my cousins are upstairs, and in my dream, I'm probably 6 or 7, and I'm sitting there, and then I look down, and I start to fall down through the railing, and as I'm falling down through the railing, I don't hit a ground, I don't hit anything. I see my grandma's face, and her face, like, morphs into this clown's face. And it's not like a creepy clown, but it gave me this really bad feeling. But it was weird because I was falling. I never hit a ground, though. I just keep falling. And, like, I see this clown face, and then I fall into something else. And it's like I'm taking a big, deep breath, but I never exhale. And I can't let out my breath or anything. And then I just fall into, like, this open field. And I'm sitting there, and I try to wake up, and I can't wake up. And I like, lay down, and I close my eyes, and I squeeze them real hard, and I open them, and I think I'm awake. And so I start getting up and getting out of bed and going about my day, and then something really eerie happens. Sometimes it changes. It'll be like my dad will turn into some monster or like some weird person comes around that I've never seen before, and I realize I'm still dreaming. And I get stuck in this loop where I can't get out of the dream, so I'm, like, constantly sitting there and not knowing if I'm awake or not. And I remember, like, I'd wake up crying, and my mom would have to wake me up. And I never knew if I was actually awake or not. And so I would just lay there trying not to go back to sleep, but it was the middle of the night, and I was really little, you know. So I would eventually fall back asleep, but she'd have to, like, sing me Christmas songs or, like, get my head in some other place. But I've always wondered what that meant and why I couldn't wake up, and it freaks me out, like, thinking about it now. And it happened over and over and over again. But to give you some background on kind of what was going on in my life as my childhood, I wasn't necessarily molested, but I was touched by a male babysitter. I actually blacked it out, so I barely remember much of it, but that had happened, and a couple of my cousins had been molested, and things were just kind of weird in our family at that time. And then, I don't know, my mom, there's just been lots of things. Like, me and my mom got trapped in a bathroom by this guy one time. He had his arm over the door, and he wouldn't let us out, and she was screaming, and nobody'd come, and we eventually, like, got out because he ran away. But just stuff like that happened to us all the time, and it kind of, like, follows her around. So I think that obviously has something to do with it, but the whole not knowing if you're awake and not being able to wake up out of your dream, and I always see this same clown's face. And I remember the specific place we were living at the time, too. It really felt like haunted. I don't know. I never knew what it was, but I always got this weird vibe from there. And I'm a very sensitive person. Like I can feel other people's emotions, and I have to differentiate what's mine and what's theirs. It's taken me a long time to learn about people projecting their emotions, and I just pick up on it real quick. But that's it. So if you'll have any information on it or interpretations on what it could be, just let me know. I'm really interested to see what you guys think. Love your show. It's awesome. I'm going to be listening to it every single day now at work. So helps me get through my day. Thank you all so much. All right. Bye.
Thank you for sharing your dream with us. Do greatly appreciate you taking the time for that. Let's go back to the fall. That seems to be kind of the reoccurring thing in this dream that seems to be the big focal point, at least at the start of this. When you're dreaming that you're falling, oftentimes that has to do with a feeling of, yes, anyone? Lack of control, insecurity, lack of support in your waking life, just a feeling of, somewhat of a level of chaos, if you will. It doesn't have to be an extreme chaos situation, but just you're out there and you don't have much control. And when you're young, you don't, in many cases. It's kind of whatever the world happens around you, what the adults around you bring you into. So that is likely where the falling part came into this, and it probably just is a reflection of your subconscious trying to deal with the waking life around you and that lack of control that you had at that point in time, and the struggles that you were facing with that, and those very trying and difficult and yes, damaging and chaotic situations that you were in. That's very likely what it was. It's a dream that's trying to get your subconscious to get a grasp on that, the lack of control that was going on around you in your life. And I think the parts of this dream, they all play right back into that meaning and interpretation of the dream. That'll be my take on it. I'm not a doctor, but that would be my take on what was going on in that dream. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number at Dream Meetings. 800-606-7193. Write in on our website at dreamingradio.com. Support our show. Keep us on the air by going to patreon.com/dreammeetings and pledge your support there. Only $1 an episode or $3 an episode for the mega supporter level. It's up to you. Each come with advanced episodes, ad-free versions of the show, private fast pass email to get your stories to us before everybody else, shout out on the show, and that ultimate one, we'll do a phone session or a Skype session one-on-one and talk about your dream. Maybe use it on a future episode of the program. Let's go to the caller. Hi, you're on today's episode of Dream Meetings.
Hey, Tony, this is Nicholas from Arizona again. I decided to go ahead and call in my second story for the dream show. So this dream of mine that I'm going to share happened quite recently, I'd say about a month or two ago. And what was going on during the time, I'll just go ahead and say it now. I believe that was when all the hurricane stuff was going on, with all the tragedies that happened. And I knew a couple of people that were, directly impacted by that. So I guess that could have been on my mind. But to get into the dream, it pretty much was signs of hurricanes in the dream. It was kind of dark. The theme was very dark. The city was dark, not lighting wise, but just like a grungy kind of dark, like watching a Batman movie kind of dark. And so there was lightning and there was rain. It was just raining. And usually 9 times out of 10 in my dreams, I'm not myself. I'm some other fabricated being. Still a human, but I'm just not myself. It's very rare that I'm actually myself in my dreams. It's weird. But I don't remember the details about the whole thing. We were just pretty much going about the city, me and whoever was with, like, accompanying me. But I remember this part that I went to one of my friend's house, and let it be noted that every time I dream, it is never an actual place that I've been to. It is the layout and everything just does not make sense. There's just buildings and houses and things just put wherever they want to be. So I'm visiting a friend of mine, and for some reason, it's like this cliff that his house is on, and his house is like this metal trailer thing with like like hallways that don't have walls on the side of them. It's just this weird little shack thing. Anyway, we're walking through and talking to me, and I'm talking back, and, you know, we're just having a conversation. And all of a sudden, you know, since it's raining, there's floods going on. And down below us, we're walking across this, like, rickety bridge, so there's water down below us. And he's like, be careful, there's like an alligator down there. And so we're walking, trying not to fall off this bridge, and there's this giant alligator, like mass, just, or crocodile, I don't know, one of them, okay? One of them, crocodile or alligator, I don't know the difference, jumps up out of the water, and it's just massive, and it tries to like snap at me, but it misses. And so later on in the dream, after I guess all the there, I'm in this area, and there's like a variety of stores in that area. There's just like people, you know, like refugees or whatever. They're trying to, pretty much people that survived, and they're just trying to gather up what they can and just kind of survive. And so there's like these ransacked kind of shops that people are still trying to sell stuff in. There's like one with hot dogs and drinks and stuff in there. And I'm going through the stores, and then this is part that's weird for me because I've never dreamed of anything like this in any of my dreams of my life. But I go through one of these stores, and then there's one side of it, there's like pizzas and frozen foods and stuff on there. And then the other side, there's like a bunch of naked people, and it's like a spa type deal. There's people like dipping in spas or whatever, and there's like adult items just plastered on the wall. And that's weird. Like, that's never been in any of my dreams in my life. I've never dreamt of adult themed stuff like that. So it's pretty weird. But that's it. Without rambling too much, what do you think about that? As I said, what was going on during the time was, I guess, all the hurricane stuff was going on. I kind of looked into the details of that last bit on my own, and kind of weird. I won't share it, but it's kind of weird. But thank you guys so much for having this, you know, other platform for people to share their dreams and kind of get off their chest of something, you know, that they might have experienced in their dreams. Anyway, thanks so much. I'm going to go. Bye.
All right. Let's play connect the dots on that one. That's an interesting dream. Very complex, lots of moving parts, lots of symbolism that do, in fact, I think, have a tie in together. So let's connect the dots. First of all, let's talk about what a lot of the symbolism in this tends to mean. Let's go back to the flood that was going on. And there can be a lot of directions of this. It tends to mean when you're dreaming of a flood or something of that nature, some uncontrolled body of water, emotional issues and tensions that are going on in your life. It could be somewhat sexual or have something to do with that area, but not always. It's more so something to do with tensions, emotional issues that are a bit repressed, things that are overwhelming you that are maybe not out there in the open, but it is, you know, pulling you along, if you will. So think about what's going on in your waking life as far as that, as far as issues and tensions with others. Could be, like I said, of a romantic nature, but not always. The alligators in the dream, that can have something to do quite often with, you know, sneakiness, deceit, treachery, some sort of instinct or desire that maybe you have, or intention that maybe you have, that maybe others are not aware of. And it can be one of those things where you're aware, you don't want others to be aware, but at the same time, you kind of do. So things are understood better, and it's not being so much held back. So again, it ties into the flood. It ties into the emotional, you know, turmoil that might be going on with someone in your life at that that moment in time. So that's kind of where the alligators tend to be at as far as meaning goes. The naked people, that has a lot to do with hiding something from others. So there we go again, back on kind of the hiding, the hidden feelings, the hidden thoughts that maybe others are unaware of that you at some point kind of want them to be, but kind of don't want them to be. And this is all just, you know, creating an emotional turmoil for you and another person in your life. And they may be aware of it. They may not. This may be all just kind of inside of you. It all goes back to what I would predict. There's someone there in your life, or it could be multiple people in your life, where there is a bit of an emotional turmoil between you and someone else. It could be sexual tension. It could be just emotional tension. And it's starting to brew over into your subconscious, and you're trying to make some sense of it. Those are typical meanings, if you will, of those objects and settings in a dream. And it's interesting how they all do tie together. It'd be very much more interesting and difficult if they were all in complete different directions, didn't seem to have a tie-in. But isn't that interesting how when we dream, no matter who we are, quite often these objects that tend to go in a certain order in our dreams do seem to be related. They seem completely random. When you wake up from that dream and you go, what the hell was all of that? A flood, alligators, naked people? What was that all about? But when you look at the meanings behind some of those things and the symbolism, it all kind of comes together. And then you start thinking about your real life and what's going on in it. And quite often, the connect the dot point from what this dream was and really who it's about or where it's connecting to in real life is a little more gray area and a little more difficult to connect than one would think. I think a lot of times we think, well, if I'm going to have a dream about this person or this situation, it's going to be about that person or this situation. Quite often it's not. It's completely the opposite. It's all these weird ways our mind conjures and deals with situations that oftentimes don't even include that person as the starring role or that situation as the starring role. It's like the commercials or the magazine ads in the 90s that they'd always joke about, where, what is this ad even for? And you're looking at it in the magazine, and way off in the back corner through the doorway and halfway in the frame through the door is a pair of jeans hanging. It's like, oh, it's for those jeans way the hell back there. Very abstract. Advertising has gotten a little more blunt over the years, but that was kind of always the joke with things like that. That's kind of how our dreams are, though. It can be so abstract and so out of the frame. But when you really focus in and start to understand what's going on in the dream, what the settings mean, what the situations mean, you can connect those dots and then kind of get a direction as to what's going on in your life and what may need some serious attention and some time to work through and to deal with, so you don't have these built up tensions and emotions surrounding something that maybe a lot of time in your waking life you're not aware. A lot of times I think we get overwhelmed by things and we're not aware why that's happening. Why suddenly something very simple and minute will set us off, but that's really not the reason we got set off. There's something else below that that's troubling us, and sometimes it's difficult to identify what that is, because we may think we're handling it just fine, when in reality, our subconscious is just brewing and stewing over it, going, fix this, get this under control, because it's not processing right. It's like when you eat some sort of food you think is going to be delicious, and then your gut doesn't do a great job of digesting it, and you're just like, oh, this is not working well. Tasted delicious. We think it's fun to go eat there, but the system within that we don't have really a whole lot of control over, he's saying no. It's the same thing with what we take in emotionally from other people and the situations that we end up being in. Has to all process right for the system to work well. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number here at Dream Meanings, the website dreamingradio.com, to submit your dream to us. Let's go to the caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Tony, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania. I've called your Real Ghost Stories Online program a few times, and I had a dream a few nights ago that it's very, very short, but it was interesting enough that I felt like I needed to call and get it out. All I remember about the dream is that I was out dancing with some friends, but here's the interesting part. Now, I'm a white female and I have shoulder-length black hair. In the dream, I was a young black female with very, very short hair. I've never had a dream before where I was another race. That was brand new. And I woke up thinking, what the heck? And all of, like, I had friends there and we were all African-American and I didn't recognize any of them, but I knew that they were all my friends and we were having a good time. And that's, I mean, like I said, it's very short. That's what I remember. And I was wondering if that could have anything to do with the fact that my husband and I right now are looking to move within a few months. That's going to be like a major change in our lives. Could that signify a major change, like just being the opposite race or the opposite race and another race or the opposite gender? Could that indicate a major change? It's so weird. I've never had anything like that before. I told my husband about it, and I asked him, and I said, you know, have you ever had a dream where you were another race? And he said, never. So I'd be really interested to know what you think of that. Like I said, we're looking to move in a few months, so that's kind of a big deal. That's really the only major thing going on in my life right now, besides just the normal stuff, so... I don't know. Maybe you could let me know what you think of it. I'd be really interested to hear what you think, maybe if you're playing on the show. So thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. And I would love any feedback you have. I love all three of your podcasts. They're all amazing. And so thanks so much. And I hope to hear it on the show. Bye.
You know, thank you for calling in and sharing that one. Anytime we have dreams about ourselves being a different sex, we've had that, being a different race, just being someone else, really. And I don't think there's a whole lot of importance here as far as the race or the gender or anything of that nature. I think the symbolism in this dream was you were someone else. So I don't want to focus so much on what you dreamt of specifically in the dream. Because I think that that's kind of irrelevant. I think it's more so a dream that has your subconscious working through the idea of who are you going to be when you're in this new setting, when you move, and how is that going to change you? Is it going to be a dramatic difference? Is it going to be a comfortable change? Are you going to be happy? It sounds like in your dream, your mind was going down the direction of, you're happy. You're with some friends. This, you don't necessarily recognize yourself in the dream as being you, but physically, but you still are you. And I think sometimes there's that fear when we go into a new setting, a new place of, am I going to still be who I am, even though I don't necessarily recognize myself? Will I recognize myself when I'm in that new place? And I think that might just be what it is you may end up physically looking a bit different. You may change your look up a bit. Obviously, you're not going to change your race. It's not possible. But I think that was more so just a symbolism and not necessarily anything really to look into beyond that. Beyond, you know, there's going to be new aspects of you, new emotional sides of you that come out when you put yourself in new situations and new settings. And I think it was your mind kind of calming yourself on that, because it sounds like you were in a good place, in a happy situation in that dream, although you felt like you were kind of a different person. And we go through phases like that. I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. I don't think a lot of us are. You know, there's aspects of me that am. I don't look that much like I did 10 years ago either. But it's still you, and it still can be good. It's your mind trying to, and this is a good thing, find the positivity in the change that you're considering going through with a move. And how is that going to be years down the road? I think it's a reflection into the future and who you can possibly be. And it may not be at all who you are right now. So there you go. That's a way to look at it, in my opinion, anyway. 1-800-606-7193 is our phone number here at Dreaming Radio to share your dreams with us. Okay, let's go over to a letter sent into us at dreamingradio.com. Okay, comes into us from Salinas. Dream starts out with me and my friends, Molly and Rihanna, walking down a dirt road in the desert towards an adobe dome-type building. Sky was very overcast, kind of blue-gray. As we get closer, we can see the building has some odd bricks made out of ceramic, which were either white, sky blue, or black, and they were sticking out the wrong way. Small edge stuck down. We reach the building, and there was no door, so we start climbing. And as we get closer to the top, the adobe bricks start falling away, leaving an extremely slippery surface underneath. As well as the ceramic bricks, which we would use as handholds, as we got near the top, everything would start falling away. And at this point, the scene changes, and we're now inside the dome. We're in an underground demon cathedral, and everything is bathed in a green light. We decide to explore, so we go through a pair of 40-foot-tall wooden doors and end up in their chapel and see that they are in the middle of rehearsing for their Christmas play. They pause, look at us, and say, "You're not supposed to be in here," and then shrug and continue rehearsing. We stay until they finish and then go back to our hotel. That part isn't shown. And come back the next day at a different time. This whole thing repeats in the dream for 3 days, and they're always in the exact same spot for their play. On the fourth day, we pause outside the doors and decide to explore the rest of the place. As soon as I take a step, my friends are no longer with me, and I'm in a massive version of a spare bedroom at the time. I'm on my bed, one of the ones that has a mirror on the headboard, wrapped in a blanket, and I noticed one of the demons sitting on the bed just staring at me. He looked about 13, and I met him in real life 2 weeks later. This made me uncomfortable, so I looked into the mirror and yelled, "Oh my God, I'm made out of beads, like bead art." At this point, my friends appear in the room and say, "Hey, where'd you go? We're looking for you." My parents then come through the door, each carrying two very large suitcases, and say, "Come on, kids, time to go." The demon ruler then barges in screaming about how humans aren't allowed in and we need to be put to death immediately. But the boy who was sitting on the bed starts arguing. He was the ruler's son. That's when I wake up. "So what's going on in your life?" "Nothing significant that I can remember. I was about 14 when I had this dream, and I'm now 23. Just always stuck with me. I had a Husol egg near my bed, probably where the beads came from. Molly and Rihanna were my closest friends at the time. I had a pretty good relationship with my parents. I went to a Christian school, which was very strict and disagreed with a lot of the history and science they taught us. I did start getting depressed around right after that time. I suppressed a lot of dark memories from childhood, which started resurfacing around that time. I just want to see if you have any insight. I think about that dream about twice a month and still can't come up with anything it could have meant. Granted, most of my dreams go like this one, certain colors standing out and details being important." Well, with the information you gave me as far as what was going on in your life at that time, and kind of at a turning point for a lot of us in our lives, around 14, 15, we start to begin to think about the next chapter, what's going to be happening once we get through high school, once we start moving on to the next step in our life, and we start also examining what has been taught to us, what has been told to us over our lives, and if religion had been a big part of that upbringing, and you're starting to ask some questions about it. I think that's where a lot of the symbolism of the cathedral comes into play, where you were climbing up that wall first and you were going through what you thought was what you were supposed to be doing. And then suddenly the rock started giving way and you started realizing this is not safe. This is not going to work for me. That, I think, symbolizes some of the realizations you may have been having about your thoughts on your religious beliefs at the time, and maybe some things you personally were not adding up, and maybe some of those things were just not quite what you thought they were, because you were kind of climbing that wall on the outside and then seeing on the inside of that wall what represented a dark demon church, as you described it. And I think that may be kind of how the feelings were, maybe not necessarily demonic, but what you were feeling of this is not necessarily the positive place that I thought it was. They're doing what seems to be somewhat positive things and somewhat regular things that I've grown to expect, like put together a Christmas play, probably not something that goes on at the demon church, quite honestly. That'd be one heck of a disturbing sight to go to on Christmas Eve. But I think it was kind of the polar opposite of what you had come to feel and think and believe about church. And I think that's what that was symbolizing there. And that some of the human shouldn't be here, all that, I think, is just kind of, you know, somewhat of a childhood play on just something scary and unwelcoming is really kind of where I'm going with that. But it was a realization dream. It was kind of a coming of age dream in a very dark, bizarre, twisted way. And coming to the acceptance in your mind, your subconscious trying to come to the acceptance of maybe I don't share the exact same beliefs, or at this time, I don't share the exact same beliefs of what I've been being taught all these years. And a lot of us have that. A lot of us go through situations like that. And this analysis has nothing to do with any religion of any sort or any sort of judgment in any sort of religion of any sort. I'm just kind of going through what some of the symbolism may mean and how it would be affecting your subconscious. It's you trying to work through some of those thoughts. And religion can be a very, very powerful thing, especially if it's something that was a big part of your life in those very formative years. And then if you're questioning it or you're not going by it, you know, 100% to the T. Some religions are more accepting of questions. Some are not at all. It very much depends on what your individual situation is. But it can be, you know, very trying when you're trying to work through some of that in your mind. That's where I would go with this dream and a lot of the symbolism and the meanings behind it. Thank you for writing in and sharing that one with us. 1-800-606-7193, our phone number here at Dream Meanings. Megan writes into us, over the last year and a half, I've had this reoccurring dream that changes minor details back and forth. I'm standing either in a crowded public area, standing still, and no one sees me. I'm very thin, almost sickly looking. Thinning, I think is what it's supposed to say. Sometimes I go to open my mouth to speak and my teeth start to crumble and fall out immediately. Other times I smile and start to grind them until they shatter and break and fall out. Other times I'm standing alone in front of a mirror, still looking very sickly and quietly crying and tearing my teeth out with my fingers. This has been reoccurring close to over 2 years. These dreams are the only ones I remember. My first real love had drifted in and out of my life, suffering from severe PTSD from this time in Afghanistan and the Iraq wars for years, but I hadn't heard from him for 2 years when the dream started, and he came back a few months after they started. I had said to him once years ago, I think I'll always feel your absence. It's like waking up one day without any teeth. I wouldn't need to run to a mirror to know they were gone. Could this be heartache manifesting itself in my dream? I would say it may be a part of the heartache that's coming to you, especially when we have someone who we care about that is no longer a part of our life. We look back at all the things that we've said to them and the situations that we've been in with them. And a lot of times it's our actions, it's the things that we've said that we constantly second guess and go, you know, would it have changed something if I had said this or done that? And we oftentimes look back on those things with regret if those people are no longer a part of our lives and we wish that they were. Situations like this where there's PTSD, where there's something else that's going on, it is oftentimes far beyond our control, and it's not anything that we've said or done. It's the individual that needs to get the help that they can so that they can, in fact, function with the rest of us. Of course, being supportive and being being that person to help them is a great thing if they'll allow you to be that for them. And having a strong support system is, of course, extremely important in situations like that. But it's only, if both parties are wanting that to be there. You can't force yourself to be there for someone. And that's where some of the regret can come into play and where we can judge ourselves too harshly when there's only so much control that one can have on their own when someone is suffering from something like PTSD, which can be such a difficult and horrible thing to go through. It has a lot to do with what you've said. That's what the dream seems to mean. When you're dreaming about teeth falling out, rotting out, being knocked out, it has to do with words that you've said that you're not happy with and that you feel somewhat haunted by. Okay. So it may, like I said, have something to do with that relationship, with the analogy that you did make with that relationship, or it could possibly still have something to do with someone completely different. It may have something to do with some other part of your life where you have misspoken and you regret your words. I had the teeth knocking out dream a lot when I was in my early 20s and I was on the radio and I was young and I was stupid and I thought I knew everything and, you know, I had an ego and, you know, a lot of people are like that at that age. And I would constantly put my foot in my mouth, but I had such an ego about it where I would be like, well, I don't care. Take it for what it, you know, it's me. You know, it's like, that's just the dumbest way of looking at anything in the world. But, you know, you get the privilege of being young and dumb once. Hopefully, we can all move on from those phases. Not everybody moves on from the dumb part, where they continue to say dumb things for the rest of their lives, even when they're older. And I'm not saying you are young and dumb in this situation. I'm just referring to my own situations of having the dream of the teeth being knocked out. And I think it was a lot of my subconscious going, no, you shouldn't have been saying that. You shouldn't have acted that way. That was not appropriate. But that's where the dream comes in, is when there's regret about things that you've said. So think about that. See how that applies to your life. Thank you for writing in and sharing that with us. 1-800-606-7193, our phone number at Dream Meetings. Our website, dreamingradio.com. If you want to support our show, there are ways to do it through Patreon. Patreon.com/dreammeanings. $1 an episode is what we ask for to be a supporter there. There you will get access to our shows in advance, commercial free as well. You will also get a fast pass email address to send your dreams to ahead of everyone else. Jump the line beyond what goes in through our website. Also, give you a shout out of the show for supporting it. $1 an episode, that option there. Also, there's a $3 an episode option for supporting the show. Get all the stuff I just talked about. Plus, we will get on a phone call or a Skype session, and you can share your dream with me. We'll talk about it one-on-one and maybe even use it on a future episode of the program. Give you some more in-depth insight into that. Up to 3 times a year if you sign up for that. That's a $3 per episode Patreon donation there. So you can go to our website, dreamingradio.com. The link is there to go to Patreon and support it, but just go to patreon.com/dreammeanings and support us. Keep this thing alive. We can only do it with your support. So thank you for that in advance. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening to another episode of Dream Meanings.